Today's StreamGlobe devotional is titled Faith and Patience. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from James chapter 1, verses 3 to 4. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. I have just read the New King James Version. For several years, Funky prayed fervently and trusted God for the blessing of a child. Despite her unwavering faith, the miracle she hoped for didn't seem to come. Over time, friends and family began suggesting alternative solutions, urging her to visit a certain Baba, a sorcerer, known for resolving similar issues. But Funky stood firm in her faith, declaring that she would wait on the Lord and not seek help from another god. At times, doubts crept in, and Funky wondered if she might live out her days childless. Yet, she encouraged herself in the Lord, holding on to his promises. Throughout her journey, God provided her with signs and reassurances of his presence and faithfulness. After over 20 years of marriage, Funky and her husband welcomed their first child when she least expected it. By then, she had entered menopause and had resigned herself to trusting God completely, declaring, "Even if he slay me, I will still trust him." It was at this pinnacle of faith that her miracle unfolded. In hindsight, Funky realized that her season of waiting had not been in vain. During those years, she grew spiritually and impacted countless lives. She discipled and mentored many young women, some of whom she rescued from dangerous situations, becoming a spiritual mother to many. Faith and patience are inseparable partners. See Hebrews 6:12. One of the greatest indicators of genuine faith is the ability to wait on God without compromising. It is in this waiting that our faith is refined and strengthened. Go into today remembering that true faith trusts God completely, even in prolonged seasons of waiting. Do not turn to shortcuts or compromises, for God's promises are worth the wait. Prayer, Lord, help me remain steadfast in faith, trusting you in every season of my life. Strengthen my heart to wait on you patiently. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from 1 John chapters 4 to 5. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next. 1 John chapters 4 to 5.
Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God, but every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming and even now is already in the world. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. They are from the world and therefore speak from the viewpoint of the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God, and whoever knows God listens to us. But whoever is not from God does not listen to us. This is how we recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of falsehood. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. This is how we know that we live in him and he in us. He has given us of his Spirit, and we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them and they in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them. This is how love is made complete among us so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. There is no fear in love. But perfect love drives out fear because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because He first loved us. If we say we love God, yet hate a brother or sister, we are liars. For if we do not love a fellow believer whom we have seen, we cannot love God whom we have not seen. And He has given us this command: those who love God must also love one another. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Messiah is born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. This is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commands. In fact, this is love for God, to keep his commands. And his commands are not burdensome, for everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. He did not come by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify: the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And the three are in agreement. We accept human testimony, but God's testimony is greater, because it is the testimony of God, which He has given about His Son. Whoever believes in the Son of God accepts this testimony. Whoever does not believe God has made him out to be a liar, because they have not believed the testimony God has given about His Son. And this is the testimony: God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of Him. If you see any brother or sister commit a sin that does not lead to death, you should pray, and God will give them life. I refer to those whose sin does not lead to death. There is a sin that leads to death. I am not saying that you should pray about that. All wrongdoing is sin, and there is sin that does not lead to death. We know that anyone born of God does not continue to sin. The one who was born of God keeps them safe, and the evil one cannot harm them. We know that we are children of God, and that the whole world is under the control of the evil one. We know also that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding, so that we may know Him who is true. And we are in Him who is true by being in His Son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. Dear children, keep yourselves from idols.
The end of the book of 1 John.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.